All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. On a Thanksgiving week, everybody hopefully is thankful for the fact that they probably don't have to work all 5 days, that if you're lucky, you're already off and you're just enjoying some downtime. And hopefully that means for the next 3 hours, whatever you're doing amongst the city, you take us along for the ride. Nick's here, Barry's here, I'm here. So what's up, fellas?
What up? How y'all doing?
Oh, boy.
Back pain?
The fact that it starts with that, without even a word out of his mouth, it's like my wife does that. That deep sigh that you know something is not right. What's wrong, Barry?
This is why I hate Houston. It is 80 degrees outside.
It is.
Not for long.
It should not be 80 degrees outside. It's the week of Thanksgiving. It is November 26th. It should be brisk. Not cold. I'm not asking for freezing my ass off weather. But I shouldn't go outside and it feel like I just put my head in an oven. It should be cool out.
It's a different climate than what I grew up in. And you know, I've heard people say in Denver, well, it can be 75 one day and it can snow the next. Okay. But, yeah, this is weird. When you look at the map across the country, it looks like the Rainbow Coalition. There's color all over the map. There's cold fronts. There's like, a massive, like, winter storm in California and up through Oregon. There's one on the East Coast. There's one in the North. Yeah. And then there's Texas.
You want the highs for the rest of the week? 79, 67, 68, 73, 76.
I mean, in the 60s is good.
No. It should be in the 50s. It is fall weather. It should feel like fall.
Now this you're is, just, now just, little Uzi, now little Uzi Vert's going to chime in. Steven Uzek is going to have to probably get in on this now for you.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I love my city, but I hate my city sometimes. I do. I don't think it's too much to ask to get some weather that coincides with the holidays that you're experiencing. Okay. Right? I don't think that's too much to ask.
I'm all for a little chill in the air this time of year.
Me too.
But yeah, it's an adjustment to all of a sudden be dealing with 80s this week.
And I really didn't notice it because, like, I left the house and I'm like, hey, Google, what's the weather like in Houston? And she'll tell me. And I just listen to the temperature, but I don't really pay attention. So she was like,
it's kind of like the show.
High of 70. What'd you say?
Yeah, see?
She was like high of 79 or something. So I was like, okay, so it's t-shirt weather. So I put on the t-shirt and I park in the garage. So I don't really feel anything until I get here. And then when I get here and I open the door to my car to get out, and it's just hot. I was like, why?
I'm fine.
You know, and I know people are like, oh, Barry's bitch. No, I just would love to enjoy some holiday weather. That would be so great.
Nick, I'm not even going to say a word. How do you feel about the temperature?
I'm completely okay with it.
Are you?
Yeah, not mad at it at all, man, because it's going to get cold eventually.
Right. Well, I was going to say, at least we don't live in, like, Vegas, right, where it never gets cold. Does it get cold in Vegas?
It was colder. Yeah. It was 20 degrees cooler the entire week.
Does it really?
Yeah.
We can't even get Vegas weather.
Like, we used to go Vegas during All-Star break and want to play golf, and we're buying, like, ski hats at the course and everything like that.
It really gets cold in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
I think people in Vegas would actually complain pretty much. They feel what you feel, basically.
Do they?
Because they'll have days where it's like 60 degrees. They'll have days where it's like 90 and humid, and then the very next day it starts raining again, and then it gets cold, and then they have that weather.
And I do love my city, but I don't love its weather.
Now, Lisa's mom, when she was here, kept rattling off the temperatures back home in the valley in Palm Springs area, and it was 90. It was 80-something. I was like, really? This time of year? But now this cold front is hitting California. And it's supposed to be, like, blustery in all through California. Like I said, in Oregon.
What is blustery? Is it cold or hot?
Like, I don't know what that means. Cold. Like nipply.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to Google blustery.
Okay. But
how do you spell it?
Anyway,
BL.
I saw on the Today Show that it was going to be cold across the country, but yet in Texas,
fancy weather
it was, you know.
Blustery doesn't mean cold. It means characterized by strong winds. That's not cold. That's windy. It's blustery is windy.
What else you want to talk about, Barry?
Of wind. Oh, your butt is blustery. All right, I'm done. I'm not complaining about the weather. Okay, did you watch the game last night?
What? Lamar Jackson's pretty good.
He sucks.
Can I just say my first thought?
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to catch heat for this.
Well, you might as well keep going.
And I'm okay with catching heat for this. But I hope it doesn't happen. But all I can think about is the backtracking that may have to occur if he starts to descend instead of continuing to ascend and play at a high level for a very long time.
Is this your Jordan does football speech?
No. He's earning it. Trust me. Yeah. He is absolutely earning it. But remember this time last year, wasn't it golf that everyone was fawning over about how great he was?
Well, I mean, there's a tale of two quarterbacks in itself. But
that's what I'm saying. I'm watching that thinking, you know, this time last year, it was, oh, my God, Jared Goff's the second coming.
Here's why I don't see that happening. A good portion of Jackson's game is with his legs. He's athletic as hell, and he can run, but he can also pass, and he can do some things. The system is actually built around him, and the coach isn't in his ear till the 15-second mark on every play. Because, I mean, we kind of just sidebarred that when I first started talking about that a year or so ago. But the thing to me is that it stunts the development of a quarterback if you're relying on the knowledge of your head coach as your offensive coordinator instead of learning the game and learning the different defenses and the way that they're going to come at you. I just think Lamar Jackson, he's got it from the standpoint as he's still learning. So I still think the roof and the ceiling and all that because of the fact just that he's still getting better.
Last year, Jared Goff had it. He was the darling of 32 touchdown passes last year, only 12. And he was the darling of the NFL. He was the next big thing. And within a year, he has fell off.
Okay, well, we can continue to...
But I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm just saying that it could because, boy, oh, boy, right now... There is no hotter stock in sports than Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I mean, it was a two-horse race for the MVP, and now it's over. I mean, Russell Wilson, I think it's over. See, that's why I don't know why, for some reason, you've got apprehension about him. Look, I had apprehension early on when people were really – I wanted to see more.
I'm not apprehensive about him.
What I've seen to this point
– He's amazing. He's playing out of his mind.
I don't think there's turning back, at least for this year. Now, if you're thinking that it's going to be a Vince Young situation where it's one and done and the next year he's going to fall off, like kind of like Jared Goff.
I mean, it's a legitimate concern when you're having the success that Lamar Jackson – I think people thought that about Deshaun. I mean, is he going to do the same when he – comes back the following year. I think it's a legit concern, but
again, I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying what worries me is that we are all so high. I mean, we've turned it up to 11 and it only goes to 10 and everyone is just on Lamar Jackson, right? Like,
no, to a certain extent, I agree with you.
And I'm worried that this kid is going to come back down to earth a little bit because DCs are going to figure out this is the NFL. Defensive coordinators get paid a lot of money to stop guys like Lamar Jackson, and eventually that's going to happen, right?
Right, and the one statistic that I'll throw out there that kind of supports or that I feel like would support your argument is the fact that he only had 21 pass attempts, and it kind of goes to the whole reps thing and seeing different defenses time and time again, and if he sees something that he's never seen before, how is he going to react, and is he able to adjust? That's just looking at the negative. The guy's obviously an amazing player.
Amazing.
You know what I mean?
Like, amazing.
I think the argument, and I see what you guys are saying. I think the argument to me would be more that as he gets older, he's going to have to adapt his style. Because like the Stevie Francis philosophy of as long as you can jump out of the gym and you're explosive and you can do all the things that he can do, he's going to be an all-star. But if you sign him long-term, you got to be aware of the fact that once those knees start to get a little older and the frame starts to wear down, you're not going to be – you can't keep doing the things the same way. But for now, no matter what happens, he has a different dynamic than even Vince Young in the fact that the way VY ran, he was tall and he exposed himself a lot. And I don't think he had quite the twitch as well as the speed. I just think that Lamar Jackson, even no matter what defensive coordinators throw at him, his escapability and his quick twitch, as well as his speed and acceleration, everything like that. He just has a gear that no one else has.
I mean, but think about guys that have had this happen in the past, right? Where they start, they've got this arc, and you're like, sure. Everyone's like Goff, like, I mean, Baker for a small period of time, right? Where they were like, uh-oh, look at this, Baker Mayfield, right? Like, I mean, it happens with a lot of quarterbacks, and that's what concerns me, is because the hype that this guy has built up and earned, he has earned every single bit of this hype, because remember how many doubters there were, how many naysayers there were during the draft, and like you bring up about them wanting him to go out for wide receiver. So I'm just like, oh man, I hope that he maintains this throughout his career, because it's just, to me, it's amazing what he's accomplishing. But I hope it doesn't fall off. I hope he doesn't become a Jared Goff where people, because I'm watching that, and that's what I'm thinking is, last year, Jared Goff was Lamar Jackson, but this hype is higher than it was last year.
Here's also why I don't think it's going to happen, because, look, Greg Roman, and the fact that they gave him the freedom to do something that a lot of people would say was archaic and going backwards instead of forwards, in the way that he took an offense and kind of built it around his game instead of everybody West Coast offense, this, that, and the other thing, and faster, more receivers, all these other things. But they also put the right pieces around him. To have Hollywood Brown on the outside, that gives you a dynamic of speed that we all know can open up some pretty big windows. We saw it last night. Gives him one kind of comfort zone. The other thing is Mark Ingram looks fantastic as a running back. So he's got a running game. He's got a burner. He's got good tight ends. His offensive line is very, very solid. So it's not like the Vince Young situation where he didn't have a whole lot around him and it was all just on his shoulders.
Well, I'm not bringing up Vince Young. You are, but I mean,
I'm saying, because Vince Young kind of leads.
But I don't think the hype around Vince Young was nearly like
this. He won Rookie of the Year. He was fantastic in the first year and then just fell off the planet.
Great, but this is, we're talking MVP hype, not Rookie of the Year
okay,
hype.
It's like, still, I mean, pretty good to win Rookie of the Year and be a starter in the league and have the success. Good,
but I'm just saying, like, I just, man.
I thought when you initially brought it up, I thought you were going to go, like, the injury route. Like, I don't want to be the bad guy, but
if this guy gets injured,
you know,
I just feel like
dead.
He is setting the bar so high for himself.
Sure.
And the rest of the NFL, that it's like, oh my God, this isn't sustainable, is it? Is this kid really
the kind of
guy that can do this for the rest of his career?
I tend to think there'll be a sophomore slump, but at the same time, if you want to call it a sophomore slump, but I don't think it'll be that bad. But you do have to consider the fact that this guy going into that game was averaging more than 70 rushing yards per game. He's actually number 9 in the league this season.
Crazy.
He's like 300 yards behind the number one rusher in Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. That is unbelievable numbers. And obviously, if he has the longevity and he continues this pace, he's going to be breaking records like everybody's talking about, like the Michael Vick and all that other stuff. But
I think you don't worry about anything other than this year. And then you worry about how it goes going forward. Because I don't think anybody can sustain the kind of numbers he's putting up this year. So I think that no matter what you think of how good he is, I think he's going to come back a little bit, because you can't afford to have a quarterback rushing for 1,000 and some yards every single year.
Because like Nick said, the injury part is where you start to worry about
it. And just the wear and tear, even if he doesn't get hurt, just the beating you're going to take. And we saw it with Deshaun. When you start running naked bootlegs and things like that, and without blockers in front of you, you get... Even if it's just like you try to hit the ground, a lot of times you're going to get hit, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to take a toll.
Whatever the doubt was, Lamar Jackson has figured it out. Yeah. And he's playing like the best quarterback in the NFL, hands down.
Best player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Christian McCaffrey.
I'm telling
playing
you.
Playing like that as well.
We had that conversation, then I threw Dalvin Cook in the mix, too, because Dalvin Cook's stats are fantastic. Yeah,
you know what? And the more I sit here and think about it, even in this, you're right. I think, hands down, he's the MVP leader in the clubhouse.
I agree.
But, I mean, dude, his numbers, 15 of 20, 169 yards. If you look at that, you go, eh.
But he took what they gave him.
But I mean, 5 touchdowns?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you get 5 TDs and you're basically building up that big of a lead, you don't have to take too many chances or do too much more.
And he still rushed for almost 100 yards.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
So we can talk about that and that debacle that was a football game last night. We can talk about a lot of other things because we're here till 4. So you know what? The gates are wide open and we're just getting going. The HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number. Hit us on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick, and we will have have a good time with the suspects from now till 4. Before we get to the first break, however, I do want to tell you, hey, if you're looking for something to do for your whole family or just a few of your family members because you don't want to sit around the house and that conversation that starts getting there gets a little bit old and a little bit dry and a little bit stale a little too quickly, why don't you go out and see some Rockets basketball? Because starting tomorrow night, they got 3 games this week, and it'd be the perfect time for you to get out and see Russell Westbrook and James Harden and the rest of the Rockets as they get their season going. The bottom line is there's also great holiday packs available that feature games against opponents like the Clippers, the Celtics, the Mavs, the teams you want to see. Not the bottom of all the NBA, but the top, the best teams in a package. And with every pack comes a gift card to the Rockets team shop. How do you beat that? You get the gear at the team shop. You get 4 games against 4 great teams. And you have some great time getting out of the house for the holidays. And speaking of the team shop, the Rockets have just released their new NASA-inspired city jerseys. You can grab one starting November the 27th at the team shop or at rocketshop.com. And if you get one and go to the Toyota Center on the 27th, Eric Gordon's going to be there signing them from 11 to noon. Rockets tickets, new jerseys, new gear, the perfect way to start the year. The perfect holiday gifts for the holiday season and beyond. Just head to rockets.com today and purchase everything you need. While you're there, take a look at everything else on the site. But rockets.com has your holiday packs and all the details. Check it out.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Ho! You guys want to sway side to side?
What?
That's
little, interesting.
A little hay and a hoe.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like a farm party. We're here up until 4. Usual Suspects. Just getting it started. Look, we got a little sportsy in the first segment.
Uh-huh.
So for those of you that throws you for a loop, well, you know what?
Not too sportsy. I mean, Barry did express his concerns about the Houston weather.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So we got a little Barry, and we got a little sportsy.
Okay.
And we got a little weathery. So it's like news and weather together. I don't know.
I'm so out of shape, by the way.
Yeah, HR Huff and Puff. You just ran down to the car to get your phone?
Man, 2 flights of stairs.
He probably got tired on the way down.
Can you imagine
part.
The armpit like sweat now?
I go down 2 flights of stairs. I should not be breathing hard.
I took the elevator and I was winded.
You took the elevator?
No, I'm just kidding. That would be funny, though, if you pushing that button in. That button, those buttons are no joke. They're kind of hard to push. Wore me out.
Well, the freaking listeners must be turned on by the way you're just absolutely breathing heavy all over the microphone. They're driving down the road and all they hear is,
"Man, yeah, I gotta get back in shape." And it doesn't help because I'm like, "Ah, well, I might as well eat bad. It's a bad week. It's Thanksgiving week, so I might as well eat like a idiot."
Okay,
almost cursed. But do you not do that? Where you're like, well, I'm going to be eating turkey and all that. So what's the point of trying to stick to some sort of diet this week?
I feel
week?
Like a lot of people's diets are going to be shattered this week.
I think that's true. I think that is definitely shattered. The case. I think for me, because I'm coming back from this leg thing, I'm like trying to stay focused on this is the week to really show determination, like get back in there. Just keep doing it. And so the guys, we've scheduled a couple days. They're ready to play basketball. So I'm going to get multiple days of basketball. So I know that even if I do eat on Thanksgiving, that I should have covered it with some, you know, working out, getting back consistently doing stuff. But I'm telling you what, man, you're right. There's a lot of people that are just like, F it, not this week. I'm just gonna eat everything this week.
I'm already doing that. I'm like, yeah, what's the point?
I mean, I never eat healthy this week. I eat plenty of turkey. I overdo it on purpose. I know I'm going to pay the price the next day. I am not counting calories.
I ate a whole row of Oreos last night.
Okay you're starting off strong. You are starting off strong.
And the only reason it was just one row is because that's all that was left.
I was going to say, that's like, you know, if I'm going to go, I'm going to do more than a row.
Because the wife, I mean, like, you know, so we had hot dogs and chips last night for dinner. So she stops and she buys hot dogs and she buys chips and French onion dip and makes queso for the hot dogs.
Like ballpark food.
Oh, it was legit, right? And I'm like, well, whatever. It's Thanksgiving week. I might as well be a fat ass on a Monday if I'm going to be a fat ass on Thursday. So I'm just eating whatever. And then I'm like, hey, did you happen to get some ice cream? And she's like, all right, Porky, settle down. I'm like, no, I want some sweets. And she's like, well, I think there's some Oreos in there. Grab you a couple of those. And I laughed in her face. Ha, 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 a couple my ass. I was like, whatever's in there, that's what I'm eating. If it's two rows, then that's what's going to get eaten tonight. And fortunately for me, it was one row. One solid row of Oreos. So
start strong.
Not bad.
And then just finish solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, did my thing.
Well, it's probably a good thing because if you ate the entire thing, you probably would have to take your, you know, pre-show deuce.
Oh, I can eat a whole pack of Oreos.
You're still huffing and puffing.
I mean, don't judge me, okay?
I'm just making an observation.
Don't judge me. Why are you?
Like, Nick's talking, you're like... You could laugh like that, you could be aging. Listen,
both of y'all could kiss my ass, okay? I'd like to see your fat asses run up and down the stairs.
I'll do it.
Oh, you've been out of commission, so I know
you... But I played basketball Saturday, and I thought I was going to be a lot worse.
And I know you would. And you over
I
there...
I wouldn't breathe hard at
Judgy
all.
Judgy
McJudge. At all?
Okay, at this break...
I'll do it.
You're going... All the way down to my car and back.
Why your car?
Because that's where I just went.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Not going to even breathe hard.
No.
Not even going to be a big deal. That's a bunch of BS. Well, then you're not going to be back in time to start the next segment of the show.
Not even going
to
be a big deal.
So it's not? All right. Well, we'll be... I can't wait. We should go to break now just so we could get this next segment in.
I mean, Nick, that's... I think you went a little too overzealous on the statement there.
I mean, we'll see. We'll find out. I mean, because I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Do you exercise?
I don't.
Alrighty.
I like the way you sat on it. Like, I don't. No. I'm going to be in trouble. I can't wait. This is going to be good. You got to go all the way down, touch the door handle on my car, and come back.
Done.
Okay.
Wow.
But you got to do it. You can't.
I'm gonna roll tape. I'm going to roll tape my footsteps. I'm a roll tape and I'm going to send you the video.
No, I'm going to watch it. I'm going with you.
No.
We're going to see how you breathe. I'm going with you. We already know my fat ass if I go down there and come back.
I'm roll tape? Like your phone?
Yeah. No, I'm going. Like, I'm watching him go down the stairs.
I mean, you know the building. You know I'm not going to be. I mean, you know if I'm lying or not.
So what we'll do, Joel, is we'll send you down to the second floor. And then I'll stand here. And then we'll make sure he has to go through the steps. All the way out to the car and back. Yeah, we'll see.
Nick, you might have walked into a hornet's nest on this one.
Look, we'll let the listeners decide. Is Nick breathing hard or not?
He's going to be like, not talking.
Exactly.
Oh, my mic's like, broke. Slider. Yeah, exactly.
Now, before we get to this break, I do want to tease the fact that there's something that's happened in the news, Mr. Laminack, that I do want to bring back at you.
Okay.
It somewhat involves lawn talk.
Oh!
And it somewhat involves a cautionary tale of things you should be aware of going forward. Okay?
I'm intrigued.
So that was the whole business of the tease.
Okay. All right. I'm intrigued.
So that's what we're going to get to as we continue to roll on with the show. In the meantime, if you guys have something that you want to get out there for us, well, then throw it our way. And we obviously are going to do our best to address that as well. 713-780-3776 is our HRNP listener line. Also hit us on Twitter. Text that number. Call that number. We're happy to get you involved in the show as we head through the holiday week. Speaking of the holiday week, before we get to anything else, look, I've told you before, I'll tell you again, Twin Peaks is the place to be if you're going to go watch sports and get out of the house and you want everything taken care of that you don't want to worry about, like when you're at the house. Like, you don't have to prepare your own food, but it's made from scratch food, appetizers, main courses. All the different things on the menu are all fresh right there at Twin Peaks. Five area locations in the around Houston, so there's got to be one close to you. And the other great thing is it's 29-degree beer, and they have the thermostat right there above the bar, digital readout. You know how cold the beer is, but it's always going to be thirst-quenchingly refreshing. It's going to be right there for you. And, of course, those beautiful Twin Peaks girls are going to be waiting on your table, taking care of business to make sure that you have everything you need, including all the screens and all the sports packages to get all the multiple sports on different screens so you can watch lots of different things at once. One time, it's all the way they do things at Twin Peaks. And by the way, Black Friday, when the wife is out there trying to get those deals, You can be at Twin Peaks. They open at 10 a.m. You take a break from the shopping. You get in on the fact that the Twin Peaks girls are going to have a costume contest. Ooh, hey, how about that, saucy? And $5 mimosas and $5 Bloody Marys and $5 margaritas and much more for a black fart party celebration. So I'm telling you right now, it's the place to be. Five area locations in the Houston area. And you can do exactly what I always tell you to do. Go to Twin Peaks, where it's eats, drinks, scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. We're going to party like it's 1999 here on The Usual Suspects. Getting ready for all the
that
fun
word's
going to
be said over the broadcast multiple times, and people are going to think we're really
cannot
weird.
Cannot wait to farty like it's 1999.
F yeah, it's an F yeah Tuesday on The Usual Suspects.
I mean, the text line lit up immediately. Somebody said a black fart party sounds blustery.
Well, no one knows what we're talking about.
People, their attention to detail and the fact that they pick things up.
I mean, hey, I did good not to laugh during the read.
You laughed.
Your
you
face
just laughed
turned
loud. Yeah, you
red.
Were laughing during that. I knew you were
mine
laughing.
Mine or his?
Yours.
Because I was trying not to.
You were laughing so hard, your face turned red.
Somebody said, it's good to hear Barry have some energy today. I couldn't deal with another day of sad, dead Barry like yesterday.
God, thank God other people
I agree.
It. Jeez.
What?
I don't even. You weren't that bad yesterday. I just wanted to.
I was going
to
say, I didn't think I was that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, a negative 2 is not that bad?
I mean, you were still all annoying, right. But.
Well,
that's every
different
day.
Than energy.
Any day that ends with a Y and Barry can be annoying.
I started my diet and working out 12 weeks ago. I've lost 62 pounds, and you guys are correct. I'm breaking my diet for the first time for Thanksgiving weekend. Well, first of all, congratulations on losing 62 pounds in 12 weeks. That's outstanding.
Mark Schell. That's impressive.
That's almost 6 pounds a week.
Oh, that wasn't Mark Schell?
What? That's over, well, that's 5 pounds a week for sure. That's over 5 pounds a week.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. That's a lot to lose.
Mark Schell gained 62 pounds.
Now, see, I'm ignoring you because you're being mean to Mark Schell.
Mark
Schell,
we flip each other crap. It's fine.
Don't be mean.
Okay, Mr.
Somebody said I was breathing. Kobe said, you're breathing so hard, you're fogging up my windshield.
That's pretty good.
That's a very good tweet. So, well done.
So, I wanted to get to this. All right. Okay. Story breaks on the news 2 days ago. Lady that's a caregiver shows up at the house where she's giving care. She kind of she disappears.
Uh-huh.
So when they find her, she's obviously passed away. She's not in very good shape. They want to do a little bit more investigating. They found out now cause of death, feral hogs.
See? And you guys.
See what your city did?
They're ornery. They're nasty. And they can do damage. They can even kill a person. And these are what Barry wanted to take on in his yard.
Yeah, I did. I totally want to. You guys have no idea. This is a big issue.
Oh, and they're big, all right.
I told my wife this last night. I was like, you know what? That's going to be my excuse. Is I'm going to say I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on these feral hogs to show up, and then I'm going to go outside and I'm going to start shooting at them. And then when the cops come, I'm going to say, well, I was just outside minding my own business. And these feral hogs rolled up, and I had to defend myself because I didn't want to die like that lady did.
And you're allowed to kill them.
And my wife goes, so your story is going to be that you were outside unarmed, because it would be weird if you were outside armed. Then the feral hog showed up, so you ran inside and got a gun and came back out to shoot them. Why didn't you just stay inside where it was safe? I was like, you know what? I don't need your logic right now, woman. Okay.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. But I need an excuse to start shooting these hogs. I really do. That's so crazy, though.
And it's not they're funny because dangerous. The lady lost her life, right? And they say that most times they don't want anything to do with human beings. So they're trying to determine, did the lady fall?
Like, did she get knocked down?
Or somehow, some way created some kind of strange movement that the animals reacted to. But then, of course, it gets a little Texas-y, okay? They had to go find the guy. Because there is one of these in every subject. When there's always the beekeeper guy when there people have bees. Right. There's the alligator hunter when
they went and got a hog.
They went and got Billy Ray, the feral hog hunter.
They could have just got Troy.
Very true.
They could have just asked Troy.
The guy comes out and brings the skull of the 465-pound feral hog he shot between the eyes, complete with how big the tusks were. As he starts to explain, like right here. Between the big tooth there and the way the top tooth comes out, it's like scissors. And it'll cut you. And when it don't cut you. Now, the other thing you got to realize, these things are not, they're big, but they're kind of smart. So what they won't do is get you on the ground. So they attack your legs. Because if they attack your legs, you're done. You can't get away. They're going to get you. But either way, they're going
to
get you.
See? Now I got to work outside in the yard with a gun on my hip.
That is a terrible way to die, though, man. I would not want to die like that.
Mauled by, feral hogs. I'll pass.
It's crazy.
Dude, he killed a 400-some-odd-pound feral hog, and he has the skull to prove it. And just the skull alone, you could see the teeth and how the thing was nasty.
It starts making me wonder, though, would I have to get my shotgun?
I really think you can literally take a paintball gun and they'll just start running.
No, I don't think so.
Because I do have I've got my 1911, but it's a 9mm, and I've got a regular handgun that's a 9mm.
You got like a feral hog,
and I don't think those would work.
No. Or something like that.
I just don't think those would work. I think I would have to use my shotgun, and then
I think any one of those guns would work.
No,
you don't think so?
Not against these.
How big are these things again?
They're huge.
What's the average weight of a hog?
Some of them are big.
I mean, a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah, some of them
at the very minimum, right?
Right, at the minimum.
Some lady in our Facebook group posted a pic in our neighborhood Facebook group. She posts a picture of like 9 baby hogs, and is like, "There's a bunch of baby hogs over here, and I don't know what to do." I was like, "Run them over."
170 to 220.
Yeah.
I told you a couple of times.
They're big.
They get about half as big as you, Nick.
Yeah, that's pretty damn big. I'd agree. But I can't move as fast as they can.
The authorities on site said in 35 years it was one of the worst things they had ever seen. The coroner said that she bled to death after being attacked.
They probably got the right
article. They told reporters that feral hogs have been a problem before, but not to this extent, and that only 6 of these type reports in which someone was maimed or injured or killed have been reported in the nation over the very many years in reporting feral hogs and death.
I saw another thing that somebody posted where they said you can put up an electric fence to keep them out. I don't even know if that would work.
I think that would work if it really electric, like it shocks the hog. I would imagine that would work.
I mean, they seem mean.
I feel like I wouldn't mess with a fence if it shocks me.
Oh, well, I don't know. At some point, though, because they're so bad in our state, that the state is going to have to do something about it.
Isn't there sort of repellent that you can
counties?
Use?
No.
No?
That repellent? It's not a gnat or a mosquito,
like if you
Nick.
Smell it, like if it's something that bothers them if they try to smell it or something like that.
I mean, they're hogs. They literally will.
They do that to like they do that to like smuggle the, drugs from and the way keep they, it from dogs. They
yeah,
do that
but the
all
way
the time.
They do, like they'll mess up your yard just to get to grubs in the ground, like grub worms. They don't care. They at some point, the state of Texas and in each county is going to have to do something. They're going to have to let you start shooting hogs, which is now is going to be Wild West because you're going to have people shooting hogs.
It is
in
legal.
Their yard.
But what I saw on the news story is
it is not legal. It is not legal. You cannot.
They said on, I think it was Channel 2, you
trust me on this.
Believe me, Barry looks for a reason to use
you
his gun.
You cannot shoot a feral hog in your yard if you live in a neighborhood. You can't just go outside and start shooting hogs and animals. That's not allowed.
Maybe it was because it was in a neighborhood in which this was on the this was not in Houston proper that this happened.
I'm not in Houston proper. I live on 1.3 acres and I can't shoot a hog if it's on my property.
That's just your front yard.
It has to be like 7 acres. How about not living in cities like cut and shoot in Anahuac, Texas? How about that?
Well, I mean, what would you suggest?
I went to Anahuac, Texas.
For those of us that don't want to live right next to somebody else.
No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, if you want to live there, but that's just I've never had a hog problem. Just telling you right now.
I mean, Nick. I mean, there's been a few weekends where you've been drinking.
You did, but you left her. So that's a whole different thing, though.
Slump busters are what they are, but they kind of are remembered.
I really do think like Texas is going to have to do something about it, really.
In the state of Texas, landowners or their agents are allowed to kill feral hogs on their own property without a hunting license if the hogs are causing damage. However, any landowner that plans to trap or snare hogs should have a valid Texas hunting license.
Okay, I'm telling you, you can't do it in a residential neighborhood.
I think you should try it.
You can't do it in a residential neighborhood.
You should try it on your property, and whatever happens, we'll report.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. I just looked it up. I'm just trying to figure it out, and I'm sure you're probably right. I'm just saying what I just saw. So, but they said trapping is more popular than trying to control the hogs by killing them. I know we got them out in Sugar Land.
Yeah.
You're right. My Facebook group is the same way. Like, they're getting closer, and they're doing this, and they're damaging this patch of grass and whatever like that. They are all over the place.
Yep. The state is going to have to do something, I'm telling you. It's getting bad.
So, okay. Yeah. You got a little bit of an issue here because now people are going to want to talk about these hogs. But I just thought of you because of all the stuff that you were going through, and I thought I'd bring that up. Other things I want to bring up. How about Infuse Energy? I switched to Infuse Energy about 3 years ago, and I'm so glad I did. I renewed it because of the fact that I've saved thousands of dollars off of what my bills were with my previous energy provider, and they do a great job of informing me. I get a weekly bill and also shows my usage rate. It shows what I did as opposed to this year as opposed to last year. Does all kinds of comparisons for me. And the communication is always fantastic with Infuse. It's because Josh Pesikoff and his staff have made sure that their locally owned and operated company catered to the needs of their customers. And they're very, very focused on the fact that they want to make sure you're happy. So basically, if you can check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, but if you call them at 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you're going to get a human being on the phone, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to make sure they pinpoint the best deal and the best possible rate they can possibly get you. And that's why it's great to do business with them. And in the rare case that there's another company out there that can beat their rates, they're going to tell you who that is because they want to be 100% upfront and honest. And that's all you can ask for in any company you do business with. Right off the top on the phone, you mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit if you do sign up. And it goes from there. They're just fantastic people with a great rating, by the way. 5 out of 5 stars from the Public Utility Commission of Texas. Can't get better than that. They got it. You need it. That's why you go to Infuse. Simply put, it's 100% green energy at your fingertips and affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Trust me when I tell you this. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, hour one, 3 hour show. Want to give a little bit of a love shout out to our friends at Seaforce Water. They've been sponsoring us for a long time. We were talking about losing weight, and they have always been involved with us, including the weight loss challenge. They're the official water provider here in the studio. And whether or not it actually is the strongest, toughest water on the planet from the underbelly of the ranch of Chuck Norris, or it's just good water, shout out to Seaforce.
And these feral hogs are so bad, I saw one in a side studio. It's getting crazy.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
AJ? No. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Patrick Creighton?
No. See? Nope. Let's get these calls in.
Coming back on the Charlie Pullo Show, it's Patrick Creighton. And we're going to talk about some things you want to talk about. Jason Braddock's with me. Oh, no. Okay. All right. So we were talking feral hogs.
Juggalo Trey?
Before the break. Well, you're just going to prod and keep pushing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not answering. I'm ignoring you.
All right. James wants to get in here on this hogs situation. James, what's up?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, Barry?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Just letting you know, man, out here, we're out here in Chambers County. Dude, it's bad. Like, we shoot them. We hunt them. They get in the yard. We shoot them. They're tearing everything up. And I was going to tell you, Barry, you can blast them in your front yard. We even...
Yep, see, the authorities got involved before he could finish the call. It's over. Well, you can do that! Get those cuffs off me! I'm getting Billy Ray, the hog hunter, in here! Damn. You can't do that!
I think the hogs got him, right? He's like, yeah, you can... Oh, no! Ninja hogs got me! And he's gone. That was it.
Like a scissors. They see here with this tooth him. And the way he hits with the upper teeth? Like a scissors. It's gonna cut you.
Oh, which county? He's, I mean, he probably...
Chambers.
Probably,
Chambers.
There's no signal over there.
Yeah, evidently, there's an app.
All right, let's get to Matt's call.
Super Matt, what's up, hogs?
Hope
up,
you
Matt?
Have Verizon, bro.
Hey, Barry, you're good, man. I'm a cop over here in Harris County. Check it out, man. As long as you're not reckless about it, are you good with your gun? That's my first question.
Yes, I go to the range and okay. shoot.
All right, so as long as it's in your yard, you're not reckless about it, you're not just shooting wildly and putting the other people's homes and things like that in danger. One shot, one kill, bullets in your yard, you're fine, man. So obviously, someone will call it in. We heard gunshots. We'll come out there. What'd you do? Oh, cool. You were safe about it. You're good to go.
Okay. Well, good, Matt.
Great information,
that.
Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
And by the way, Matt, thank you for your service.
Yep.
We appreciate you.
It.
Yeah, man.
And next time you call, address Nick and myself, too. We feel left out.
Although
that
I'm
was
getting...
actually cool, though. We got
great.
Some verification.
We get a lot of that.
When I'm getting cuffed, it's going to be great. Call Matt. Matt who? I don't know. He didn't leave his last name.
We got Lawyer Dave and we got Officer
yeah,
Matt.
I swear, though, somebody, because this became a big issue in our neighborhood's Facebook group, and people were like, well, shoot them with a bow. And people were like, well, trap them and, you know, shoot them with a gun. And somebody was like, I don't think you can shoot them in a neighborhood in Montgomery County. But, Matt, I'm going to take the law enforcement officer's
word for it. Well, no, but
what he's saying is
if you, you know, like,
if you're not crazy, if I'm not out there, you'll
yeah,
say
you're justifying your
with
behavior basically by showing that you're not insane and you're
right.
genuinely trying
but
to just
know
get rid-
Barry ain't doing this quietly, right?
I mean,
especially if it's,
I don't think for 1 second I haven't thought about putting a lawn chair out there just sitting on my driveway.
There can't be that
many. In the morning when I get home from a comedy show, I'm already up. I've still got the energy. Just sit out there and just wait on them sons of bitches to show up.
And I believe in all of that, and that's not even what I'm talking about.
I totally
I'm talking about at 3:31 in the morning when you get him.
When I blast his ass.
That's you're going to be like, yes, Nora, come in. You got to see this. Oh, take that.
No, I'd probably just shoot and then go inside, close the garage. I don't want nobody to know I did it.
You'd be posing like a centerfold on top of that thing, posting it on social media.
I mean, cat's out of the bag now. They kind of know it would be me. If there's a dead hog in my area with a gunshot, they are certainly coming to my house first.
Either that or it was Nick's weekend on the north side.
Could be. Yeah, I swear that was that this whole conversation... that we're not allowed to do it, but if Matt says we can,
I was
going to
say
with
that. Like Nick said, that's pretty solid. That a member of the law enforcement community out in your way just said, even if we come out, if that's what you were doing and you were good about it.
I mean, I think there's a lot of good cops out there, and they would encourage. Like, there's laws that are broken, but if there's a lot of case by case situations where they make a judgment, it's to their discretion, and if they feel like you weren't like. Really intending to break the law or hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Why would you take somebody
or
in?
Careless.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the biggest thing they have to be worried about, I think, to Barry's point, is in a neighborhood situation, you could be trying to shoot the hog, but if you're not a good shot or you're careless in the way you use your weapon and all of a sudden you're firing it and it misses and it goes in someone's yard or area, now you're talking. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Into a window or something like that. Yeah, that's
I'm
the
sorry,
part.
It's a big deal. It's a deal. It's a big deal.
Deal.
And if you don't want to do it yourself, there's still that guy that goes out and get them and things. And them, well, I'd be hornswoggled if I didn't get that thing vamoosed in about 5-10 minutes.
So someone in the country from Milwaukee, how do they talk? How does that, like, how does a country?
Oh, God, you're so darn
it still
scared
sounds like
of these
that?
Big pigs. Just go down
so
with the gun,
sound,
get her done.
I was just curious. I get it. I've heard that. I didn't know if it sounded different.
Rattle the cage and take her home. Maybe make some bacon, if you know what I mean, with the eggs in the morning.
See, and people are confirming 9mm won't work on a hog. You got to have a .40 or a .45 caliber pistol. That's what I thought. So, see, I can't go out there with my pistols like Yosemite Sam. I got to go out there with the shotty. I got to go out there. I might even put the pistol grip back on it. That way I can just have some fun.
You like shoot a hog in Terminator the face with a 9mm.
Is that what you do between the eyes as opposed to?
No, there's a place. I think it's on the front. I think it's left leg is the best place to shoot them, I think, like above somewhere in there. I don't know. I'm not a hog hunter, but I recall.
I bet you we can get one on the horn.
I recall the best place was like somewhere around the left shoulder, but I could be wrong. And I'm probably wrong. And I'm sure there are a million hunters listening to me right now say that going, no, you stupid ass. That's not where you shoot a hog.
713-780-3776. If you want to tell Baron where to shoot the hog.
I do not care.
I'm not telling him to call now. Tell him to text to tell him where to take care of business.
I'll delete it.
Barry is funny.
Don't care.
F-U-N-N-Y.
I don't care.
Funny.
If I was wrong, save it. I don't care.
Honestly. Bring it.
Are we done?
With segment that, I brought hope to you.
To what?
Brought to you by Seaforce Water.
It's not a farty without Seaforce Water.
Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city.